Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 22, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. EchoPay partners with Token.io. EchoPay, an A2A payments provider, has partnered with Token.io, an open banking payment infrastructure, aiming to bring A2A payments to wholesale merchants across the UK. Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank partners with Jocada. India-based Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank, TMB, has partnered with Jocada to offer digital-first lending solutions to MSMEs. DMALINK collaborates with Danske Bank. Denmark-based Danske Bank has selected UK-based DMALINK as a platform to provide custom Scandinavian EFX pricing to its buy-side clients. Vistas Finastra secures a $5.3 billion private loan. Vista Equity Partners have obtained a $5.3 billion private loan from Oak Hill Advisors and Blue Owl Capital to refinance the debt of Finastra. BBVA cuts account opening requirements for expanding companies by 70%. Spain-based bank BBVA has implemented a business banking service model that speeds up account opening for multinationals when they expand to new countries. Eltropy and Alchemy augment digital conversations for financial institutions. Digital conversations platform Eltropy has partnered with Alchemy to help financial institutions improve digital engagement with account holders through multiple channels. Synergy Bank secures £20 MLN Tier 2 capital facility. UK-based Synergy Bank has received a £20 million Tier 2 capital facility from British Business Investments to be used across Synergy Bank and Synergy Business Finance. Treasury Prime partners with Liberty Bank. Embedded banking software company Treasury Prime has partnered with US-based Liberty Bank to provide fintech end users with digital products and solutions. Finmont partners with ZooPay. Global payment orchestration platform Finmont has announced a partnership with micro-hedging and risk management platform ZooPay. Thales launches Thales Pay Shield Cloud HSM. France-based Thales has announced the launch of its new Pay Shield Cloud HSM service, aimed to improve the acceleration of cloud payments infrastructure adoption. Cash-free payments launches vendor payments. India-based payments and API banking solution company Cash-free Payments has announced the launch of vendor payments to help businesses simplify the purchase-to-pay cycle. Clara launches Clara International Payments. Latin American end-to-end spend management platform Clara has launched Clara International Payments to provide customers with cross-border transfers. Teamwork Commerce partners with Adyen to launch Pay by Link solution. Global retail management software Teamwork Commerce has announced the launch of its Pay by Link solution in partnership with fintech platform Adyen. Altum Group teams up with RiskScreen to optimize KYC processes. US-based Altum Group has implemented RiskScreen's KYC platform to augment its onboarding procedures and comply with regulatory landscapes. Thales empowers crime-solving with biometric solutions. France-based Thales has introduced the Evidence and Investigation Suite, an advanced biometric identification solution designed for law enforcement. VU joins forces with Novo Payment. VU, a global cybersecurity company, has partnered with Novo Payment, a digital payment solution provider, aiming to reshape digital payments and fraud prevention. SumUp switches on Apple's Tap to Pay. Tap to Pay on iPhone is now available for SumUp customers in the UK and Netherlands. CBA brings contactless transit payments to Victorians. Victorian commuters are set to enjoy a next-generation ticketing system facilitated by the Commonwealth Bank. Echo Pay and Token.io to bring a two-way payments to wholesale merchants. Account to Account, a two-way payments provider, Echo Pay, an open banking payment infrastructure leader, Token.io, have today announced their partnership to bring a two-way payments to wholesale merchants across the United Kingdom. SWIFT passes G20 target for cross-border payments processing speed. SWIFT today announced strong progress toward goals set by the G20 for enhancing cross-border payments, reporting that 89% of transactions processed on its network reach recipient banks within an hour. Exchange Data International and SimCorp combined to offer ISO 15022 corporate actions. Today, Exchange Data International, EDI, a prominent financial and economic data provider, and SimCorp, a leading SaaS, software as a service, investment management solutions provider, announced they are building a partnership to offer corporate actions data to their clients. Oanda acquires CoinPass. Oanda Global Corporation today announced that it has acquired a majority interest in CoinPass Limited, a crypto asset firm registered with the United Kingdom's Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Full Circle acquires W2 Global Data Solutions. Full Circle, the customer lifecycle intelligence, CLI, platform that helps financially regulated businesses do better business, faster, has announced the acquisition of W2 Global Data Solutions, a provider of real-time digital solutions for global regulatory compliance. TBI Bank partners with Samsung to support BNPL in Romania. Bulgaria-based TBI Bank has partnered with Samsung to provide Romanians with flexible buy now, pay later payment plans for premium products. Coinbase acquires a minority stake in Circle Internet Financial. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has acquired a minority stake in Circle Internet Financial and aims to shut down the Center Consortium. Kolendi gets green light for Turkish Digital Bank. Anglo-Turkish fintech Kolendi has secured regulatory approval to launch Turkey's first digital deposit bank. Trevi Pay adds support for B2B cross-currency sales. Trevi Pay, the global B2B payments and invoicing network, today released a new capability to support cross-currency sales between businesses, showcasing its commitment in orchestrating choice, convenience and efficiency in B2B payments to merchants around the world. Coverly releases Pay in 30 for deferred foreign exchange payments. Coverly, a global B2B payment solution providing payment flexibility alongside reduced foreign exchange rates, introduces the only buy now, pay later, BNPL, solution to give a 30-day extension on FX payments at no cost to the buyer or seller. TT boosts cross-asset offering with Able Knowser Solutions acquisition. Capital markets tech vendor Trading Technologies has agreed to buy Able Knowser Solutions, ANS, a provider of transaction cost analysis for investment managers, brokers, asset owners and consultants. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.